This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Time now for the most moral man in all the world. Solve all your problems, and it's post-Easter, so he's got to be extra on the ball. I'm taking it off! I can't stand this damn sling anymore. Ah. Sorry. This is it. I think I'm done.
My arm is just...
It's gone.
Starting to need curls for the girls.
I tried to do some curls for the girls with it. I'm told not to, but I was pushing up fives the other day. I can barely do it.
Did you feel the burn?
This bicep tendon. Gone, man. There's like no play. It hurts, but I got to do something. Did a little fighting on Friday. Tied this arm up. Did a little more. It was great fun. Guys up at Tactical Black were kicking my ass, which was a lot of fun. I landed a couple of shots. Get that right hand in there. You really defend better when you got one-handers, but they're going to include all that into their training. So, anyway, the brace is off. Look at this, Brady. Look at my
full motion.
No. Would you call this full motion? You got polio. I look like a polio patient. I couldn't deal cards right now. What do you say, full motion?
You couldn't even create illusions with that.
This is a dead. This is a dead wing. It's going though. Look at that. That's a whole lot more than it used to be. Not so bad. Anyway. Shoulders coming together. A couple more months. But I can't take that sling anymore. That thing's out. It's driving me bananas. Anyway, it's time now for Brady to fix all of your problems. It's What Would Brady Do? It's brought to you by our friends at M&P Guns. And who was it? Told me just went down there and got a bunch of stuff. Who went in there when you were there? You said somebody was there when you were there.
Clint August!
No. It's a different guy. Brady... Afternoon guy at KGB over there in San Diego.
Came all the way from San Diego.
Clint August, Brady just liked his name so much, he decided to scream it. Now I don't remember what I was saying.
Who went in there?
Anyway,
Buying stuff last week. So
I got an email from somebody that said that when you were there, a guy saw you, didn't say anything. He said he came in and he said, I don't know. He said, legit. He said, I was nervous that it wasn't going to be legit. It's completely legit. He emailed and said, this is where I'm going to do all my stuff now for weapons and ammo and all that. And it's the place to go. And again, it's going gangbusters. Like the housing market's going nuts. You think that's going crazy? Invest in lead.
Yes.
Because, man, oh, man, is that the prices for ammunition are insane. And they're keeping it together over there at M&P Guns. But they got everything you need. Most places can't get it for you. In fact, what's that one website? Well, we don't have to say, but the website I went to that I got stuff from about a year ago that took – I got lucky and it took a couple months to get it. Yeah. Is now at a 6 month back order.
Oh, minimum.
It's crazy. So,
Byron and the boys are working their asses off getting stuff in there. And I mean, they even have some hard to find stuff too. I mean, I picked up some 10 millimeter last week, which is harder to find because it's not as common of around. Yeah. But they had it.
They got everything. Yep. And they're doing a great job of it because right now, if you don't know, in this market, almost impossible to get. So all the gun stuff, the accessories, and everything you ever need. Got that red dot.
Oh, yeah.
So I still haven't put it on there. I can't shoot right now, but when I do, get it all together. They got everything you need right there. M&P Guns, 12th Street and Indian School, and it's getting bigger by the day. They're adding on everything else, so that is a hot market. You might want to get involved in it. Are you ready, Brady?
Ready.
Here we go. Dear Brady, my girlfriend is so hot. I mean, out of this world beautiful. She does some modeling. She does spectacular modeling. Some of it is lingerie and bikini. She doesn't do nudes. She's not one of those.
Yet. Sorry.
That's probably true. But she's incapable of absorbing knowledge that was given to her just less than 3 minutes ago. This girl can't sit through a 30-minute television show without asking a billion questions. She can't follow anything. If it's not a knock-knock joke, she's going to definitely need someone to explain it. So when she senses my frustration with how dumb she actually is, she usually leaves the room and then comes back in boy shorts and a half shirt and says something like, my body's begging to be on you. How long can this reasonably last? I mean, honestly, I'm 31 years old. You guys have been through the ringer. Tell me what's next.
Forever. Man.
How long can it last? Yeah.
Till the body gives
out. You'll know.
Till the body gives out. Forever.
She's 22?
I don't know. He didn't say how old she was.
Oh. I'll just say you'll know when it runs its course. You're probably over the halfway mark. If you're recognizing the bat factor now.
I had a friend.
Enjoy the ride.
Tell me this story that he had. This is a great story, too. He had a beautiful girlfriend, and he was going to marry her. He was convinced of it. And the one thing he always said was, and I'll do his voice, and you'll know who it is. She's just
really dumb.
Like Chuck.
She just, she can't follow the narrative.
I'm like, well, if it bothers you, you got to say something.
But you know what? I think I can get through it.
They were having a weekend in bed of movies and taking breaks to hump.
Right.
And he's and
she had never seen Gone with the Wind. It's a classic. So I put it in. It's two CDs. The second one, get to the middle, got to switch CDs. We have sex. We start the next one, and she says, who wins?
And he knew. He was going to propose to her that day.
Oh, that was.
And that was the linchpin that said, I cannot live. And he said as a joke, he said, the East. And she didn't budge. And he's like, we're halfway through the movie, and she's not sure the outcome of this civil war that's, you know, stirred up, and she hasn't been able to pay attention to North versus South. She didn't follow it. And he's like, I knew right then and there I couldn't do this anymore. Shortly thereafter, he picked a bunch of fights with her, and then he left. So you do hit a breaking point.
Yeah.
Where hot is trumped by stupid.
Well, it's when gravity takes over. That's when she's no, yeah, that's when it's done.
Oh, you're going to be done way before that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
If you stick it out that long. Yeah.
If you stay through gravity. Look, you got two options here.
Then you're on the east side.
You got two options here. No, Brett's probably right. When gravity starts pulling her apart and she's got nothing to back it up with personality.
Right.
That's her fault, right? Yeah. She's been leaning too much. Everybody says it's a guy's thing. But when a woman leans on her beauty and then gets into like when it's no longer her first calling card. She better have something behind it. You better have some personality to back that up. If you don't, that's your fault.
I mean, if you're sticking with it, which there are people that have, you know, a higher tolerance level, or they can go through walls through the garage with a car. Right. I mean, you're going to have to go through all
have
of
those,
that stuff.
Those moments
if
where the hot is just a giggle, and you'll get some drywall guys out to fix the garage again. But you could do that. But it's again, don't blame men for saying she's no longer viably attractive to me because she doesn't have anything to back up the fact that she can't lead with beauty anymore. So maybe. Some women can.
I had one
can't.
Buddy. She flooded the house twice, second floor. locked her keys in the car seven times.
Strong, but beautiful.
How hot?
Yes.
Smoking.
But, okay. You know, for him, yeah.
And he stayed.
Stayed all the way.
That's what insurance is for.
Until it got to until gravity kicked in.
Look, you got two options. With a girl this dumb, you got two options. You say, hey, you're going to lead with the sexy. I'm gonna take advantage of that until it's not there anymore. And hopefully along those years that you realize, I better start going to law school or something and have something to back this up because it's not going to last forever. Or she'll just wander off into traffic and you'll lose her anyway. So either way, you ride this until you know. But I think all men know. The breaking point is there. And ladies, if you're pretty and you're using it in your 20s and you're like, this is getting me everywhere, someday that's not going to be the first thing people notice anymore. Someday the dumb is going to show
someday
up before. Someday soon, the dumb is going to show up before the pretty. And when dumb starts opening doors for you and you don't realize it, it's not a strong finish for you. Your whole life becomes what happened for the next 35 years.
What happened?
You're
used to those glances coming your way. They're going to look right past
They'll be glancing at you like, did she just kick that? She just ran into the garbage can. She's not hot enough to do that anymore.
When you can't climb that stripper pole anymore, you're right. Done.
Right. That's right. So maybe sit down and have a talk with her and go, we got to get you some type of personality. We got to go to the store and pick this up because – and it's a dangerous thing. I don't know that – good-looking men do that. I know there's what are they called? Mimbos.
Yeah.
Like a man.
Himbos.
Yeah, where they're just dumb, but they're great-looking. And I think women tolerate a dumb man a lot more than we do for their looks.
They can still fix stuff.
Yeah, it empowers them. Yeah, and then they have like a function.
Yeah.
Because I've seen plenty of good-looking dumb dudes. And guys age like women like how we age. It's not fair for women, but guys like start picking women apart. When they age. But Brett's right. When gravity kicks in, if she hasn't taken the time to build a personality by the time gravity kicks in, that's her fault.
Yeah.
Because now you're dumb and you look bad. I'll tolerate the gravity pull so long as you got something to offer. You better start telling me like the atomic weight of neon pretty darn soon.
So I was reading.
That's all I need to hear.
I was reading this book. I'm like, well,
we're on the right track here. No, pick your cans up above your waist here and let's talk about that book you picked up. You'll know.
Yeah.
Have you ever been with dumb so hot, but the dumb outweighs it?
Yes.
I have too.
We all have, I think. It's gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been, and to prove how dumb she was with me. Like for a little tiny period of life, it was like this.
In retrospect, that's 100% yeah, with all of us.
3 days.
Why
3 days
are you
of like,
me?
Wow. You're scraping the bottom of the barrel because right now, visually, you can do whatever, but dumb is leading. Dumb is beating you to the punch. That's pretty dumb.
Who wins?
Oh, no. I got to break up with her. I thought for sure she'd be the Chuck Powell. 100.3.
And you saw it hurt him the next morning on the edge.
The morning ritual with Chuck Powell. Things are not good. So she says, who wins?
Dear Brady, my husband leaves our house every time we have an argument. He goes nuts if we just have a disagreement, and he oftentimes goes to his very feminine male friend's home and stays for a few days. I mean, it literally is a slight disagreement at this point, and he just goes, oh, screw it. I'll be at Brian's. I'm not doing this. My best friend has always thought my husband was gay. She said it years ago and tried to confront me with it. How do I find out? I know he won't tell me. Am I a beard? My friend also tells me that it's very common, so I thought I'd ask you guys, since you talk to guys mostly and are mostly men's men. Is it real? Are there a lot of guys out there that do this on the down low, Melissa?
Oh, it's real.
Oh, it's real. I don't know any, though. Do you? Any closeted gays that are fooling their families?
No, there's
you probably do in Gilbert.
And have to.
There's Gilbert. Tons in Gilbert. More religious you are, the more apt this
is to happen. Oh, yeah, for sure. If I mean, it definitely fits the MO. I mean, anytime
they don't want to disappoint God out loud.
Yeah. You're going to there's any place that has a lot of pressure socially.
Yeah.
There you're going to have to have it on the down low.
But religion doesn't want you taking the pipe in the moonlight.
Right.
They want you to do it, you know, in the dark room.
Yeah. But what she's talking about, and he's a runner when they argue, there are people that run away from arguments.
But to a very homosexual friend.
That he's setting there.
There's overnights.
It has some ingredients to be down low.
So how do you find out?
Pick
a fight with him and then follow him over there and then and see if you can smell for street corn.
Yep.
Huh. Look at that. Corny,
there's street corn coming out of that window. I know what you two are doing in there.
You go hang out with Troy a lot.
So you got to go peek in windows.
Yeah. I mean, sure, you could say, well, what if, well, find out about Troy, first of all.
Well, no, he just said that name. Troy's my neighbor. There is no real
well, no,
Troy.
I'm,
are you just throwing a name out?
Yeah. Find out about whoever the house that he goes to, that buddy there.
Well, here's the
but
thing.
But then he could also be consulting him on relationships. After all, but I just get the vibe.
Yeah, he is.
From the twink?
From behind.
Consulting is a great way to put it. Consulting.
I think you should get divorced.
These are things you need to do to her. Let me show you.
How about this? Have that nosy friend of yours that thinks your husband's gay confront your husband. That way you won't fight him. He won't run.
Like bringing a guy in from alcohol, AA,
to
determine
your
kid. Is your kid on drugs? Or?
Have a twink intervention. Yeah. That's a good idea, Brady.
Yeah.
We think you're a twink. All of us. Don't fight it. You got to read letters. At one time, you had ants on your log, and you said that it was just because you were rolling in the dirt, but we were in the bathroom, and I saw it.
Rolling in the dirt.
I believed you, but in the back of my mind, I always knew that story didn't hold water.
You got a dirty log, man.
Yeah. Remember that time you said you were eating Krispy Kreme donuts, but they had melted, and that was why your chin was covered in that stuff? But you were only in the bathroom for 5 minutes, and who eats donuts in the bathroom? This is a twink intervention. I don't know. I would have the nosy friend just say, hey.
And then send them to rehab.
Are you and Brian gay? Yeah, then you send them to Christian or Gilbert rehab. Conversion camps.
The
conversion
the 12-step.
Camps. Forget it. Or... Goldblum, huh? Oh, you could have his friend Brian over for a three-way. See if he's into it.
Yeah.
You could invite that idea.
But then you find out.
You're looking to find out. Your objective is to find out. You don't go through with it. You just ask him. Just go, hey, I'm thinking maybe I want two pipes. And you and Brian seem really close. And if he gets like, if his eyes start pie plating right there, I can have Brian over.
Wahoo!
And he gets a little too excited about Brian coming into the bedroom, then you know. Because no straight man. I love you guys. But at any time in my life, if anybody's like, why don't you bring Brady in over? You guys are pretty close. I'm like, I do not ever want to see Brady's O face or his bone.
One crank in a room at a time.
One erection at a time. Right. Yeah. I don't want Brady going, and then feel his sausage fingers hit my nutsack. That is a nightmare.
Whoa! That surprises me.
It's a nightmare for us just to hear that.
It's not with another person, Brady. It's just the two of us. Sure, we can keep that quiet. But no man in his right mind says yes to his best friend coming in, humping his wife with him, unless they're up to something together.
Yeah, and it would upset him, too. Like, why is your best friend for so long? I mean, you'd think like, you'd be upset about
even if he wasn't upset about it. If jealousy wasn't a part of it, no guy wants his best friend to be in there humping.
Right.
You just don't want to be in the room with it. Unless you're in college. Right. Like just an accident. You're
potentially terminating that friendship.
Or it ends your marriage and you guys can be real together. You and Brian can do what you want. But if he gets too excited about his pal coming over for a second, and all it is a conversation, you're not really serious about the three-way, right? That's a good solution. How would you do it? They're asking you. I just pipe in all the time.
I think there's other ways that you could do it, rather. I mean,
well, let's have three-way. It.
Well, one is there's nothing wrong with asking, and it depends on the reaction. Because sometimes...
What? You think I'm gay? That's insane!
Yep. If that's that reaction, you're like, okay, that might... Yeah. I think a lot of it comes from whatever your gut tells you to.
If you walk in the room and you're like, honey, could you turn down grease for a second? I need to talk. He's gay.
So this texture says,
that's
Melissa.
Right now it's the grease lightning scene. How dare you? Go grease lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile grease. I'm calling Brian.
Melissa, I'm going to tell you what you already know. Your husband is gay. Yep. Only a gay guy runs away from an argument.
Is that real?
I don't know about that.
The twinks, I've never seen the twinks.
I think that they argue pretty well.
They probably fist bite, which is even another great step of being gay. Sure, they fist bite.
You ran away, you're gay.
Yeah.
Run away like some sort of homo. Queer.
Your wife is really cool.
You're such a queer.
I have, however, seen, and this is true, we have video evidence of it. Visitors to my neighbor's house got into a fight. And one stormed off.
Before they got in?
And Megan filmed it as they were walking. Wow. She has video of that. That was probably a year or so ago.
Ants?
I don't know. We couldn't skip. We didn't get that tight on the... We didn't have the...
Filming in 4K? What?
Well, what the hell kind of camera do you have that you can get ants on a log? No,
you've made a mess!
The guy in his pants walking away. But then the other dude chased him with the car, and then he threw luggage at him, and then it was like a big scene in the cul-de-sac. It was great. John, I still have the video somewhere. I'll show you.
John, after listening last week, Melissa should just tell her husband that something broke and see if he screams out, just fix it!
Yo, go bust his windshield wipers and find out if he's gay. Because that's a big question with me right now. I'm the one asking. I should have wrote Brady. Brady, am I gay? I can't fix windshield wipers. And I don't have any good friends to do it either. Like, all my friends might be gay.
Brady's on to something. Have her friend come over and see if he's disgusted by the thought of two vaginas.
Oh, that's not a bad. Get two girls in there. I want to add an extra vagina. What?
Your fantasy. Just fantasy.
Hold on. I know it's every guy's fantasy to have two women at once. What did you say? Two what? Women. Two women. Naked? Same time? No thanks. I'm going to Brian's.
Go grease lightning, go.
You're burning up the quarter mile. Grease lightning, go. Grease lightning. Honey, I know Chicago's on in a couple minutes, but could you pause
Chicago!
The Richard Gere one?
The other thing to look at, if he and his buddy, if they're spending a lot of time at rest areas on the highway.
Right, of course. Well, that's, you know, a dead giveaway. Well, that's pretty much it. What are you even having the conversation? I'm going to Brian, and we're just going to go sit in a restroom.
They go on a ton of picnics.
What? Me and Brian will be at the restroom if you need me. This is absurd, these arguments. Brian, meet me at the restroom. I'm in a fight. Do you want to build a snowman? I'll build it, Brian's. Your husband's probably gay, because I'm thinking about it right now. If any of your wives said, hey, let's get John in on this, none of you, it wouldn't even cross your mind for a second.
Nope. Five across the mouth.
Yeah, you smack her, right?
Damn right.
Yeah, that's right, the Italian way.
You egged above me. Oh, I got this. I'll correct it. Where do you get the balls to ask me that?
And then, of course, I'm picturing Medea for some reason.
You know what?
Your wife, huh? Your wife?
Where do you get the balls to ask me that, huh?
Now I want that to happen.
You're my brother. This is sick. This is sick, Jake. Did you do it?
Huh? Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's such a great scene. Fixing that TV.
Yeah.
I hear things. Do you, my wife?
Where you get the boss to ask me that?
Dear Brady, I think we got pretty much covered that one. Your husband's a homo.
Pretty much.
So is Brian. Have that twink intervention Brady's talking about. Dear Brady, I want to start an Instagram page, and my wife says I'm not allowed. She thinks it's just to hook up with the ladies. Well, that got me thinking, because she's got an Instagram page she's on all the time. Is she telling me that's what she does? Or is she just paranoid about me? She told me I also can't watch Pornhub anymore, anywhere but on my phone, because she doesn't want it on her main house computer. But on our house computer history, frolicme.com is there, and it's $13.99 a month. I don't even know what that is. What's frolicme.com?
I don't know.
Is that girl porn?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Can you look on her thing? It says, Brady, fix my imbalance, Michael.
You, she definitely is. That's a double standard for sure.
A little?
Yeah.
Unless your computer's like my computer's in a little nook area of the kitchen.
Yeah.
So, but she's on frolicme.com in there.
Right. And I thought at first it was going, I don't want any of that on the house computer because they had kids or something like that. And just in case they come across the history search or want to keep it on your phone, which they could find there. But complete double standards. You need to.
Yeah, I don't know what you got to do there.
Counseling.
That's probably the best answer for that one. She's got something wrong with her as far as hang-ups with your Instagram page.
That is weird.
Like you're just not allowed to have it. Unless, you know, you've been naughty in the past. Then you got to just wear that scarlet letter.
Or she's got no self-confidence.
Or that. She's got a load of that. She feels like you're going to find something better. That's true. Yeah, there's more to your story, but if she's on frolicme.com, frolicme.com is awesome. What was that? Is that a field of snapdragons?
Oh, man.
Was that lady in a field of snapdragons having her?
Yeah, and just a little bit.
And that guy was having a honey sandwich?
No.
That was beautiful.
That's actually one of the categories.
That was the prettiest porn picture I've ever seen. God, I want that on my wall. That's art. Frolicme.com.
Oh.
It's $13.99 a month, like you said? Or is it? Do they have some free? I'm getting
Can I get
that.
A 7-day trial?
Yeah, AMC Plus has that for 7 days.
1 year for $54.99.
Reasonable.
A 1 week trial, $6.85. Monthly, $13.70.
So she's doing the monthly.
Wow.
Man.
That was a pretty picture. That's Rembrandt or Renoir. What's going on in the middle of this picture here, Renoir?
Oh, that is a woman having her honey hole absorbed by another man's head.
Oh, that's good. That's really good art. Before it was just a, what am I looking at here?
Another nom nom.
Sweet. She's pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
We're taking the whole, feminism thing too far. No guy's going down on that.
Get his tongue bit.
And taste them baby feet. I don't want to lick a baby's feet. What is that, baby foot? Licking a baby foot. How dare you post a pregnant lady enjoying her life? Yuck. You sit around for 8 months and get disgusting and then make the baby happen. Come out when you're done. if you know what's good for you, showing up on porno pregnant, that's repulsive. There's a baby in there.
So I have some morals in my porn.
Erotic galleries.
Jesus. Frolicme.com. Your wife has solid taste.
Yeah.
Everybody's beautiful.
Frolicme.
I might go over to Brian's house and watch this. Some of those guys are great looking. That's a good looking batch. Ladies, you've been introduced to frolicme.com.
You're welcome.
Go, Grease Lightning, you're burning up a quarter mile. Who's been on my computer? Gross. This breeder's making people. All right, finally, Brady. Good morning, Holmberg and crew. My daughter is 18. She's been dating her boyfriend for 2 years now. He's 20. So he was 18. She was 16 when they started. That's fine. She wants him to move in with us. He's going to college, has a job, and all-around aspirations to make a good life for my daughter. The thing is, I'm worried if I allow this whole move-in thing, he's going to be hogging her the whole time, and I'll be a grandpa by next year, and everything's ruined.
With or without.
What would Brady do in my spot? Let him move in or tell him change of plans?
Well, they've probably been hogging for a while.
Right. But you want to put up some roadblocks. You don't want just free-for-all hogging and, like, you allowed it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not comfortable with it, then...
She's 18.
Yeah.
She can move out.
They have to, wait until they can afford their own place. But he has to respect it. It's your house.
I like that. They're going to hog either way.
Nothing but time.
But I say put up a couple hurdles. Yeah. You're right. Don't let them just live together in your house. And then you're right. You'll be a grandpa in a year. Or, you know, sterilize the boy. Pay for that.
There's that.
I would never do that. But I'm not sure doctors. I want to sterilize my daughter's boyfriend real quick, if you don't mind, Dr. Lynn.
She'll have no time having the money to rent a place with her OnlyFans account. I mean, she should be able to build that up.
Oh, yeah. You get that going in your house, too. Dad. Hey, Grandpa, you're got to move your granddaughter out of the way. It's time for your little girl to go to work.
Oh.
I've seen her. You have a beautiful granddaughter, by the way. Your daughter's page, thatsmabeeve.com. Spelled
top
M-U-H.
Notch.
That's M-U-H-beeve.com. She's great there. She's making at least $20 a day. Those are some good ones today. Nice job, gang. Way to keep it together. I need a follow-up from Melissa and her husband and Brian. Anyway, it's brought to you by
twink.
M&P Guy. Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. I didn't want to be that blatant about it, but yeah, that's what I want. I want to find out if he's a twink or not. So when you find the answer, hey, look. Let's set up a sting operation. We'll send him over to KDKB event and see if he comes home.
Test the water.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll offer him a job at KDKB. If he takes it, you'll know. Yeah. Or we'll just throw 100 Oscar Myers in the air and see how many he catches in his mouth.
Oh. All of them.
97 and two in my hands. Lost one. Anywho. Yeah, just chuck hot dogs at him and see if he catch. If his reaction is to catch it with his hand or his mouth.
You'll know.
You'll know. That's the tried and true test of if your husband's gay. Chuck a hot dog at him and see how he reacts. If it's a mouth shot, you know. Oh, my God, I've been found out.
What are you doing?
Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes rushing down the plains. Sorry, it's fun. There you go. That's what Brady did, everybody. I already did it. But I'll do it again because you're a pushy. Brought to you by our friends at M&P Guns, 12th Street and Indian School. There you go. Thank you, boys. It's 98 KUPD.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!
KUPD.